helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
You're listening to WGBH's Morning Edition. I'm Joe Matthew. It's Thursday, and we're diving into the arts world. Joining us now, of course, is WGBH arts editor Jared Bowen. Good morning, Jared. Great to see you.
Great to see you.
We're starting today with The Enemy.
Now, this is a new virtual reality exhibition at the MIT Museum, just opened, and it's open through December 31st. And Joe, I'll say at the outset, it's one of the most profound museum experiences of my life. I think partly because this is also my first virtual reality encounter. But when you think of what's been created here, it's pretty tremendous. This is The Enemy by Karim Ben Khalifa. He is a longtime photojournalist. He's been covering war and conflict around the world for 18 years. His photographs have appeared everywhere in virtually every major publication in the world. But he will tell you, as he told me, he no longer believes in the medium. And it's because of the proliferation of photography and imagery today. We see it so much in social media that it's so easy now to look at an image and then quickly pass by it, no matter how searing. And his photography can be very, very tough. So he wondered how he could elevate that. And he's done that by partnering with MIT to create the virtual reality exhibition, The Enemy, where you enter into this world. It's like a museum exhibition, and you have encounters with combatants on two sides of conflicts, from conflicts around the world, including Israel, Palestine, Congo, and El Salvador. These are real individuals. These are real fighters whom he has interviewed, and you're having these encounters with. So you put on your headset and the backpack, which connects everything, and you walk through and you find these fighters, and they begin talking to you, and they talk to you. And I think what it was so striking to me is that you do have sort of this, I think, two-dimensional view, because you have these flat photographs, and if somebody's covered in tattoos or wearing an army uniform, you just may inherently think they are the enemy. If they've confessed to killing, they're part of a war, you just have a very myopic view of them. However, here, they start talking about their desire for peace, how they want to protect their family, how they got to be the way they are, how they saw family members murdered. So suddenly you find yourself in this virtual world, and you've completely lost yourself. And the intent here is to have a different understanding of conflict. Their idea is not to send you understanding one way or the other, but just to have a deeper understanding overall. Mm-hmm. I spoke with Karim Ben Khalifa about The Enemy, and first of all, because I was so flabbergasted at some of what these combatants had to say, I asked him how he was able to get them to open up to him like they did.
If you look at the questions, I'm asking questions about themselves, and I'm asking questions about the other. So they're not talking about their enemy, or they do at the start just to state their difference. But the really meaningful part here is really when they start talking about their dreams, about their suffering, about their nightmares, about everything, all those emotions that makes us human.
And I think what happens here is that beyond reading, beyond just watching a documentary, you're in this virtual reality space. You look at them, they look at you. You move to the side, they move to the side. You step back, they beckon you forward. And it's so startling to me, I have to say, to think that here I was walking around this raw space at MIT, which once I took my head off, I saw where I was. But my memory of this now is that I was in this museum, that I met these individuals. I asked the MIT museum director, John Duran, about virtual reality and what this means for the museum experience going forward.
Museums have always changed. We're always adapting, and we're always using new technology. The best museums in the world now routinely use digital resources to complement their physical collections, make them more accessible. In a sense, there's nothing new here. We're just taking advantage of what new technologies can do as they become available.
So I suggest everybody, especially, I think we're still at the advent of virtual reality, so take advantage of this and allow this to open up your mind in a completely different way.
It sounds like it's amazing. This is an incredible immersive experience. Is the hardware restricting? Is it heavy? What's it like when you're walking
around? Nobody feels completely comfortable. I mean, it is a headset.
You've got a hood and a backpack, you said.
You just put this hood on. It completely covers your eyes, so you feel like you're walking around this space, and there are headphones so that you can obviously hear the experience.
Wow. WGBH arts editor Jared Bowen with us on WGBH's Morning Edition. as we move to Exit the King.
Yes, this is the absurdist farce written by the Romanian playwright Eugene Ionesco. It's being presented by Actors Shakespeare Project at the Paramount Center at Arts Emerson through October 8th. And